There was a man who was going for an interview, and he prepared a great resume. And as he's sitting across from the table, the man says, "Your resume looks like you're very qualified, but there's something troubling here. You've been fired from your last 10 jobs. Is there any positive spin you can put on this?" He goes, "Yep, at least I'm not a quitter." The Bible could have been written in one page. Adam and Eve sin. God says, "I told you not to do it. Now you're going to die." End the story. It's over. Why write anymore? Because God is not a quitter. He never quits on us. He sends prophets. He sends judges. He sends kings. He sends his only begotten son because he doesn't quit on us. God never gets tired of forgiving us. We get tired of asking for forgiveness. We give up not because we can't do something, not because we can't conquer some deficiency, but it's more an issue of faith. I don't believe God can do this in my life. The Christian never asks the question, am I strong enough? But do I believe enough? Do I believe enough to say God can do this in my life? Most of our problems are filled with so much negativity. I lost the job. Oh, you had a job? We have problems with blessings. My right leg hurts. Oh, you have a leg. Oh, I'm sick today. You mean you didn't get sick when you were a young person? You were healthy most of your life? We argue with ourselves about the blessings we have and tend to focus on the one negative thing in them. Money, I don't have enough of it. Health, I don't have enough of it. Houses, I don't have enough of them. Friends, I don't have enough of them. And so our life can become a litany of all kinds of negative things without realizing that what we're arguing about with ourselves is the management of the many blessings that we have received, not simply for ourselves. If you are healthy, if you have money, if you have property and friends, those are tools you can use to bless other people's lives. So the Bible is a long book because God is not a quitter, and we shouldn't be either, because the saints are sinners who keep on trying. And there's no great reward for saying, "Well, at least I'm not a hypocrite." Great. You're a loser who never even tried. That's the kind of friend I want to have. I'd rather be a person who tried 1,000 times, failed 1,000 times, was called a hypocrite 1,000 times, and the next day I tried one more time because I love you enough to become a better person because of you. Христос страждає.